start to think about when do we actually publish stuff on Twitter and on Facebook? When do we do updates? You can also look at mood across a week, and you can start to say, actually, do you know what? I want, on a Thursday and Friday, some funny video content to share with my friends, because that's when we'll be emailing each other, trying to work out where we're going and what we're doing socially at the weekend, and you want to look funny and attractive and therefore be part of the organisation of what you're doing at the weekend. So you can look at that sort of that model across the day, and you can also look at it across the week, and you can then plan what you do digitally. Because I think there's a lot of random acts of digital happening at the moment. And I think we need to be very, very careful that we don't just carpet bomb on social media. How many times have you got onto Twitter and you just go, oh, hold on a second, let's just flick through this. But there's certain things, certain symbols that you see down the side, and you, ooh, they always do something really good. They don't necessarily tweet a lot, but what they always do is really, really good. So that's, I think, something that we should be hold on to and really think about, so we don't do these random acts of digital. And I think the other thing with this is that, you know, we've got this thinking. We know about this. That's why the news is on the TV at 1 o'clock and at 6 o'clock and at 10 o'clock. That's why Pete Tong doesn't broadcast on a Sunday morning. That's why your breakfast show has all the resources, etc., rather than in the middle of the night. So we're good at this when it comes to traditional media. We just seem to have forgotten it when we've moved into a digital era. And I think that's something that we really need to be mindful of. So, you know, the EPG, you know, that is the normal guide. That is the, you know, people are paid a lot of money to schedule programs around our daily sort of activity. And this is happening, you know, without us kind of knowing it or, you know, unconsciously.